This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Back open for business this morning, the Christmas market in Berlin, where an attacker used a tractor-trailer truck to kill 12 people on Monday. Concrete obstacles are now in place there. In the wake of the attack, the German government has made it easier to put in video surveillance, but there are no requirements that cameras are put in. This is in part connected to German privacy laws, which are strict given the history of the secret police in Nazi-era Germany and communist-era East Germany. Marketplace contributor Stefan Richter is editor-in-chief of The Globalist, and he joined me from Berlin. Stefan, you live over by that market.
Just about 600 yards. It is a regular stop on the ride to the subway station on the bike.
Your wife was over there the other day?
With her brother, my brother-in-law, and they had Glühwein and all of that. And fortunately, they picked a better day than just the other night.
Now, these holiday markets, we know them here in the U.S. too, but they're a big thing in Germany.
They're big. Everything to buy and joyrides and everything. It's a big urban business for a lot of small businessmen who sell their wares and, like big department stores, count on a lot of profits for that short period of the year.
But in this case, a target for this attack. Now, there are presumably discussions in Germany about beefing up protection for these public places.
Slowly but surely, but it is hard to believe, you know, that the key interior senator for the state of Berlin said, oh, we can't do CCTV, it won't prevent any of these attacks, not understanding that it might make it much easier to find the people who perpetrated.
So authorities are investigating an apparent connection between a Tunisian who apparently was not granted asylum in Germany. You don't expect a further crackdown on refugees in Germany following this?
It depends on what you mean by crackdown. If you mean by crackdown to deport people who are known to be fraudulent cases, and once you finger them, that you actually arrest them, keep them, lock them up, and then send them out, that does not mean you crack down on immigrants or the refugees per se. That's something very different, and I think the politicians have to do the smart thing and can't have creeps like those who likely perpetrated this play the system and the system letting itself be played, which seems to be the possibility in this case.
Speaking from Berlin, Stefan Richter, editor-in-chief of The Globalist. Stefan, thanks.
You're welcome.